Tonight, we are gathered here surrounded by this cold and wintry weather, gathered here to celebrate a tale, a mystery, a story that is older than you and I, a story that's been passed down for over 2,000 years. And many of us have heard this story countless times, perhaps every year since we were infants. Yet for some of us, tonight may be the first time. Tonight it may be a new story for us, or a renewed story for us. So whether tonight is your first time or your 4,000,000th time, I invite you to hear the good news of great joy for all people, so that when we are done here tonight, when you are done here tonight, you can say your soul felt its worth. Will you pray with me? Lord, as we gather to celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ, may we find ways to experience Christmas without all the chaos. In Jesus' name, amen. So once upon a time, there was a young, unmarried woman named Mary, and she had never been with a man. Yet she was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph. But before they were married, an angel of the Lord came to her. An angel of God brought her a message. And the angel's message was exciting, yet scary at the same time, because God had chosen her to be the woman who would give birth to the Savior of the world. Except she wondered, how could she possibly become pregnant? Well, through the miraculous power of the Holy Spirit, she would become pregnant while remaining a virgin. And when the child is born, he will be called Emmanuel, which literally means God is with us. And when her fiancé Joseph found out that she was pregnant, he was deeply distraught because he knew of only one way that a woman could become pregnant. So he was going to end the engagement and break up with Mary. However, an angel appeared to him as well and told him, "Do not be afraid, for Mary will give birth to a special child, a very special child, the most special child ever born. And the child will save his people. So you will name him Jesus," which literally means savior or rescuer. Well, at the same time all that was happening, a new empire had recently emerged, and the empire ruled most of the world. And its emperor's name was Caesar. And he was considered the king of kings, the son of gods. And he brought peace through power, military power, and everyone was his subject. And your purpose was to serve his purpose. And your value, well, if your ideas and you didn't align with the king, then your value was nothing, and you were quickly killed. So the impending birth of a child foretold by prophets, who is to come and rescue his people, who was to be called the Son of God, the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. That was a very scary prospect for this simple couple from a small Jewish town. And when the time came for the child to be born, Joseph and Mary had traveled from their home in the region of Galilee to their hometown in Bethlehem. Yet when they got there, there was no room in the family home for them, so they stayed out in the stable, a simple cave used to house the animals. And that's where Mary gave birth to her little baby with her little family in the little town called Bethlehem. Meanwhile, just outside of town, there were a group of shepherds taking care of their sheep. And suddenly an angel appeared before them and proclaimed good news of great joy for all people and said, "Today the Christ is born and you can be the first to see him. So go now, go into town, and there you will find him swaddled and lying in a manger." And then all of a sudden, the night sky lit up, and there was a heavenly choir loft up there where a chorus of angels were singing, "Glory to God and peace on earth." And all excited, the shepherds got up, and they went, and they found that little place in that little town with the little family and the newborn little baby. And they told everyone there what had happened in their experience with the angels, and they were all amazed. And it was in that moment that the young Mary and her fiancé Joseph, who had led simple and innocuous lives, truly realized that their child was the greatest gift the world would ever know, and their soul felt its worth. And the shepherds who were there, hearing the angels sing and bearing witness to this miraculous birth, who lived on the margins as outcasts, whose lives really weren't that important, suddenly realized that they were part of one of the most important events in all of creation. And their soul felt its worth. And the truth is, Jesus' birth is a light that pierces the darkness. It pierces the darkest places in us and all around the world. It pierces those dark places and spaces that hold us captive and prisoner to despair and depression and the devaluing of life. His light shines into the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. His light lights up lives, and it breaks chains, and it sets prisoners free from the things that hold them back and keep them bound and down in darkness. His light changes lives. Lives are changed. Lives are made better. And when the light of Jesus changes lives all across creation, the soul feels its worth. Do you feel it? In the mid-1840s, a Catholic priest commissioned a poet named Placide Capot to write a poem commemorating the renovation of the church organ. Then Capot asked a popular composer at the time named Adolphe Adam to set the lines to music. And the song they wrote together was known as Cantique de Noël. The song quickly gained popularity, and in 1855, an American writer named John Sullivan Dwight translated the song and revised the third verse to read, "Truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease." And later in 1906, on December 21st, 16 years ago to this week, it was the first song ever played on the radio. That song was "O Holy Night." And its first line includes these words, "O Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth." Well, here's the thing. This song celebrating the birth of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, this song conveying the soul's worth, creation's worth, my worth, and your worth, it was written by an atheist and composed by a Jew. One of the most powerful Christian Christmas carols written wasn't even written by Christians. Yet it conveys how the birth of Christ transformed creation. The Creator became the created, and suddenly everything changed. This is how Christ's birth transcends our lives. It's greater than my life or your life, yet it draws us all together to experience God's grace. And therein we are transformed from the inside out, and our soul felt its worth. 2,000 years ago, in a manger, in a very simple stable, in a place that wasn't reserved for fancy or elite, a child was born who would welcome the ordinary and the outcast. And tonight, we have gathered again to celebrate, amidst all the craziness and chaos, that Christmas still happens. And we've received the good news that to God, every person is beloved. Every person has value. Every person has worth. Every person matters. You are loved, value, and matter. And you, your soul, has worth. This is simply Christmas. It's what Christmas is all about. That God so loved the world that God did this for you. That Jesus did this because he loves you. And when you take it in, this simple truth, this simple reality, like the song says, the soul felt its worth. This is the simple beauty of the gospel. And God did this to draw you into his holy presence. So may it set you free to celebrate in a manner worthy of a king who came to us not on a throne, but in a manger, who chose shepherds as his witnesses and the sky as his choir loft, and who came in the simplest of forms to the simplest of people and still managed to save the world. His soul felt its worth through Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Amen.